Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Leah Punch is from Mayfield. She has a son who's coming up for 7 years of age. After he was born, she nearly died. She very nearly died. And in the years in between then and now, she struggled desperately with her weight. And last year, she just took it upon herself to get out of Dodge, get surgery and get sorted. And sorted she is. And it's an interesting story that she has to tell. Leah, it's the first anniversary of the operation that changed your life. I'll go there in a minute. Let's go back, though, to what happened after Shay was born in 2013. Had you always struggled with your weight?
Yeah, so I would have been overweight, like, since I was around, I'd say, 6 or 7 years old. So my mum would have noticed, you know, I started kind of gaining weight since a very young age. And I have two brothers, and, like, I would have been, like, you know, given the same kind of food as they would have eaten. But I was the one to always gain weight, but I was always the one to kind of overeat then as well. So it was kind of a long, it was all my life really, you know, back and forth, you know, to doctors. And, you know, my mum would have been worried about me even from a young age, as I said. So I've done, you know, milkshake diets even when I was like 10 and 11, you know, when I was getting more conscious of my weight.
You tried everything really, had you?
Everything. And I suppose I was young at that time, you know, so it was awful. You know, I couldn't control myself. And then I kind of went on to teenage years. I actually was in Foss in Mayfield in the training centre. I'd done a fitness course and I actually lost a bit of weight. I was doing very well.
Yeah.
Then I kind of hit 17, you know, you kind of start going out and you're getting takeaways. I was driving at the time and, you know, you'd be going to McDonald's and all these things. So that's when the weight kind of started creeping back in.
Yeah.
So I would have always been, you know, on a diet. And, like, I would have always hovered between, like, 15 and 17 stone. Like, that was my normal. And to be fair, I'd always, you know, get dressed up and do what I could do.
Yeah.
But obviously, I was very conscious and I wanted to be healthy. So then I ended up finding out on the October 2013, I was actually 26 weeks pregnant.
You had no idea?
No. Shock to the system, but sure, I got through it. Everything was fine. I didn't gain much weight, you know, through the pregnancy. I had gestation diabetes all right, so I kind of, you know.
What's that?
So basically, it's like diabetes, but it's pregnancy one. A lot of women would get it, and you'd be higher risk to get it, like, if you had extra weight. So that's probably why I got it.
Right. So then Shay was born in the January, wasn't it?
January, I was brought into being juiced because when you have diabetes, I was high risk and, you know, they don't even go over your due date, whereas normally you can go nearly 2 weeks. So I was brought in on the day before my due date. So I spent like 2 days in labour and it ended up in emergency C-section, and she was born on the 31st of January. So he was put into NEO. I was, you know, a new mum. I didn't know how I was supposed to feel. I was, you know, tired. You don't know how you're supposed to feel, I suppose, after a baby. You know, I was only 22. I just thought it was normal to feel this sore and tired. So I was discharged after 4 days, I think, anyway. And when I got home, I just wasn't feeling right. Like, my breathing was kind of bad. I was very, very sore on my C-section. And my mum brought me to my own GP. And she kind of just gave me stronger painkillers just, you know, to try and stop the kind of pain I had in my wound. But then the next day, my mom said, no, I don't feel happy, you know, with your condition. So I was brought back to the CUMH and there was a midwife there. And she literally looked at me and she's like, no, something's not right here. Because my condition, I was just deteriorating. I was like waves of sickness. One minute I was fine. The next minute I could feel, you know, struggling like to breathe.
Must have been very scary, Leah.
Do you know what now? It was absolute, I just didn't know how, it was the weirdest thing ever. You know, like at that age, you're not aware of these things. You know, you think going in to have a baby, you know, you'd never think something like that could happen. But within 24 hours anyway, I needed to be admitted to ICU and in the CUH.
Wow.
Basically, my lungs are failing. I was septic and I had an infection called Pseudomonas in my wounds. So that was a bit kind of overwhelming, you know, like obviously I had to go in, you know, and I had to be put on a ventilator. I was in intensive care nearly a week.
And were you aware of all of this as it was happening?
Yeah, very, very aware. So that's kind of what was worse, I think, because they were trying to put me to sleep. Obviously, I needed to rest, but I was like, you know, new mam mode, you want to be there for your baby, but I just couldn't switch off. So then they put me into actually a private room in the ICU, you know, so that the doors are closed to try to less noise and stuff. That didn't even work. Like, I was up texting the doctors off my phone, like, because I couldn't speak, obviously, because I had a ventilator. They were giving me notebooks and all to write, you know, because I was very aware of what was going on. And that was obviously worse because, you know, I was getting a lot of medication. You know, my body was, like, sweating, you know, over, like, changing medicines. Oh, it was horrendous. I was hallucinating. Like, what I went through in the week in there was...
And Leah, what was wrong with you? What had happened? You had all these different infections.
Yeah, it was just an infection, really. So I just, I never got answers, being honest. I was an unlucky one, I suppose, but...
And then you were a month in the hospital.
Yeah, so I would have been a week in intensive care. Then I was back in the high dependence unit on the maternity floor for another nearly week. I was brought back upstairs then into the CUMH. So I was let go home after 4 weeks in total, nearly. So when I got home then, that's when, like, everything just got worse.
Yeah, because physically you'd recovered from the infection
well,
and stuff.
Kind of, yeah. It took months to recover from that, especially being in ICU alone. You know, my body went through an awful lot. My wound was actually open for 6 months in the end. I was back and forth to the hospital for nearly a year, you know, just check-ups to make sure everything was all right. But, like, I suffered severe postnatal depression. I suffered severe post-traumatic distress, like, it was the worst time in my life. I was always a very strong person, you know. I suppose I was young, I didn't go through much hardship in my life, you know, by that age anyway. But, like, you know, life is life. We all have bad times, but I had no control of how I felt. I never felt so low in my life. Like, I just had no control. So my family, and they would have all looked after Shay for me because I couldn't mind my son. It was so sad, like, because you're supposed to love this baby instantly, and I had no bond. Like, it took me nearly a year before, you know, that he actually felt mine.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds, but that's all kind of signs of postnatal depression, you know, and all that as well. So, like, I didn't get any kind of help, but I knew I'd manage eventually, but I suffered alone, you know, a lot, like.
What happened then, I think, was that the weight got worse and worse and worse.
12 months after Shay was born, I ballooned to nearly 22 stone. So my, as I said, I would have always, you know, been a binge kind of eater as a child. Food was my thing. So I had no control of myself. I didn't leave the house much. I literally would only leave to go in town maybe to get baby food or clothes. Or if I went out there, the odd Saturday night, you know, my friends and stuff. So, like, I ate, like, all the time, all wrong things, ordering pizzas, middle of the night, you know, just stuff I shouldn't have been doing. So, I would have, after he was one, then I was like, right, I need to cast myself on.
Yeah, just before we talk about that, because you did try, you tried everything, but this is going to sound like an awful daft question, forgive me. What's it like, what does it feel like to be 22 stone and not want to be?
It was horrendous. Like, you know, it's no one can understand how I feel. Like, if you see me out, people are like, oh, you're grand, though, you know. But, like, I wasn't really. Like, I couldn't walk across the road to the shop, like, you know, without literally gasping for air. Couldn't even plan my own socks, barely. Couldn't even tie a shoe. Like, if you can't tie your shoe, there's something wrong, you know. At that age, anyway. Like, a simple task of getting out of the bed, trying to do normal things that what everyone else just does, you know. It's very hard, like, and constantly sweating. It's just not nice.
Yeah, and you tried everything. You went to Slimming World, and it all worked for a while.
Yeah, like, my thing is portion control, like, size. I'm never satisfied. Like, I would eat what, like, my dad would eat, you know, and that's a man, like, that's not normal. Like, I'm 5 foot, I'm a small girl, really, you know, but my brain, I was never satisfied, so I could never control that, you know, part of it. So, like, I actually went to my doctor when Shay was 2 and asked me, I wanted help. Like, I'm like, I'm after struggling all my life. You know, I know I need something because I can't lose this weight. So I waited nearly 3 years for an appointment in the weight management clinic in Dublin. So while I was waiting for that appointment, I've done personal training and swimming every year. And I'd lose 2 stone, gain back 3, lose 3, gain back 2. You know, so I was trying while waiting for that appointment because I knew they'd be asking for proof, you know, anyway. So I did try and I got my appointment March 2019, went up to Dublin. My friend came with me. I was put into a room with like 30 people. We were all obese, very kind of surreal, actually, you know, all these big chairs. And it was nice. Like, I was like, I'm only, you know, what age was I last year? 27. It's like, this is not like my life, you know. But basically, you'd have to travel up and down to Dublin for a year, see psychologists and all this before they decide, which is very understandable because weight loss surgery isn't for everyone. But then I got disheartened because I was like, I'm not doing this to myself, you know. And when they turn around and say, okay, Leah, we think you're suitable for surgery, then there's another waiting list up to 4 to 6 years. So, like, that's literally 10 years of my life. Like, I could actually be dead.
So you decided, in the end, to take control of it yourself. Why Lithuania, and how did you find out about it?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So I obviously was like, clinic Dublin is obviously not happening. I can't wait that long. I was like, I can't. So I said, I'll try once more to lose weight, and I'll try it. I end up gaining weight, and I was sitting down. It was last summer, July 2019, 4 months after going to the appointment. And I was like, I can't do this no more. It was roasting hot. I was sitting there with a long t-shirt on, just like literally ballooning on the chair, like, you know, panning out. And I haven't even left the house, you know, even just the heat alone. I was sweating sitting down. I think I can't do this no more, and I can't afford to get it done in Ireland. You know, it's over €16,000. I don't have that kind of money, like. So I started just Googling weight loss surgery. I didn't even know what I needed or wanted. So I found Lithuania, and there was like a private group page on Facebook. So I joined the page, and I literally like stalked the page and, you know, was trying to reach out to anyone that would give me information. And to be fair, a lot of people did come back, you know, to reassure me. And like Instagram was another thing. I was just kind of honed in Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, I didn't know what I was going to get into either, you know. I just went with it. Like, I contacted them. We had to do back and forth, you know, my health and everything. But I'm actually healthy, thank God. So I just booked for October 2019. So myself, my mum, we flew Dublin to Caneus, and I got picked up by the clinic, brought to my hotel, and I got the surgery done. And to be fair, it was absolutely brilliant. The care we got was something else.
So what did they do? What's the surgery you had?
So I got the gastric bypass. So there's the band, there's the sleeve, there's all different types, and I got the bypass. The bypass is the most severe.
So like, you have a tiny appetite, I think, as a result of that.
Tiny, like for the first few weeks, like when I got home, like you're on liquids and then you go on to mushy food. So you're like a newborn baby, basically. Like I was eating such, like for the first, I'd say 2-3 months, I was on very little food, like maybe 5 bites of a dinner, like that's it. And I'm stuffed. But like now I am a year out and I eat like 3 meals a day and like 2 snacks. And like my cereal could be like maybe half a bowl of cereal and a bit of milk. My lunch is in it, kind of get Caesar salads or like a tuna salad or anything like that. And any dinner, like I actually enjoy eating healthy anyway, you know, so, but I'm absolutely stuffed. I still, it's mind blown, like the, you know, the how little my portions are.
How quickly did the weight start to fall off, Leah?
Instantly, really. Like in the first week, I lost a stone nearly.
In a week?
So like, yeah, that's because obviously you're on literally only water nearly for the first week. So then it kind of, my average was like 3 to 4 pounds a week. And I actually lost nearly, I lost every week, I think, for a full year. So
how much have you lost since last October? This is the end of this October. How much have you lost?
9 stone, 2 pounds from the day of surgery till my 1 year. My 1 year was the 16th of October. So I was down 1.5 stone then myself from my heaviest. So like I'm actually like 10.5 stone down, like from my heaviest.
Hang on, isn't that the date they first told you were pregnant?
Yeah, and that's actually a coincidence. Like, I only thought of that because I actually done a video. I actually done a video with Fiona just for myself. And I share everything on my Instagram. I just thought it'd be nice, you know, for people to actually see my story. You know, the way it might just look like I was overweight and, you know, got this done. There's more to it, you know. So I got a little video done, which I shared on my Instagram and Facebook and stuff. But yeah, I only realised that day that I was actually... The same day I found out I was pregnant and my son. So,
what have you learned from this? It's kind of a crazy question, but there you are a year ago, off to Lithuania, off to the unknown, probably terrified. Now all that weight is gone. You still have to work to keep it off. What's your relationship like now with Shay, say?
Like, my whole life has been a 360, like, you know. It's absolutely, I'm so happy, like you cannot burst my bubble, like that's what Mark's saying, like in the world pandemic, I've been the happiest I've ever been and I can't go outside the door, you know, just all our lives, like, you know, it's just, I'm just so happy, I can just get up and go out, I don't have to double think, you know, or oh, if I go here now, you know, I always had to plan ahead, you know, yeah. If I go there now, I won't be able to walk that much now because, you know, I wouldn't have been able.
And is the depression gone or do you still have bad days?
No, I'm actually flying. I'm very, very happy. the minute I got surgery done afterwards, all right, the first few weeks, I did have bad days. It's not easy. It's not an easy operation, you know. Like, I missed foods, you know, but I said to myself, like, I went to a psychologist, like, after Shay was born, and, you know, I didn't really need to go anymore. But, like, if I felt I was struggling, I'd have no shame in going back to them, you know, and try to figure out something. Or I was actually even thinking overeating an Ominous or something, you know.
Clearly you desperately did need help, and you went out and you took control and you got help. You talk in your video about it being a turning point. You're big on turning points now. You believe in turning points.
Yeah, like, I really genuinely believe if you're very positive and you get, you know, if you do positive things in your life, like, you get it back. You know, I'm a true believer. Like, if someone told me this time last year, like, these, like, what would happen this year, I'd never believe it. Like, I actually got a house as well in August, a beautiful apartment. Like, I was 6.5 years on the waiting list. Not very long compared to some people, but, you know, I was sharing a room at home. Like, our house is small, our family home. Like that was just a stepping stone, you know, after losing the weight, getting a house. And, like, I don't know, I just feel I was just so positive. Everything attracted to me. And, like, I share everything on my Instagram. I'm giving the world, like, you know, everything. All I share on my loose skin, I share everything. And I try to help as many people as I can, because I've been there. I've struggled. Like, I've been very, very low in my life, and, like, if I can change my life, anybody can. You just have to find it in you, you know, to just be like, right, I need to take control. We're all, you know, we all need to take control of our own lives. You're not going to get something if you're not going to work for it either. So, I don't know, I just think I'm very positive now at the moment, and I just couldn't be happier.
Looking back at the bad old days, do you regret not doing this before, or was it not the time?
Well, that's what I said to my mom. I was like, I wish I'd done it sooner. And then I was like, no, I wouldn't have been ready. I needed to go through what I went through to get where I am. I think, you know, I'm a true believer of that as well. You know, I could have easily went down the way I was going on and had no quality of life. And, like, it was only a matter of time before I ran into health conditions, you know, and my body wouldn't have survived, and I would have been dead young, and that's the bottom line. I would not have been, you know, lived a long life, and I hope I do get to live that bit longer now, you know, that I'm after losing the weight, and all I want to be is just healthy and just live your life, you know, live our lives, like, and do our best.
How happy is Shay to have a mom that can finally play ball with him and run around with him?
I know, he's delighted, I suppose. It's all up in the air now at the moment because we're, you know, stuck in, but I can't wait to get to Spain now, please God, next year, and, you know, throw on my swimming togs and run around the pool and don't be, you know, covering up and be worried what other people are saying, oh, you know, look at her, you know, like, that was reality, like, people did look at me, you know.
Well, they look at you now, Leah, to see what you've achieved. That's a whole different way of looking at you, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's just mental, really. I'm very proud of myself, actually, being honest.
So you should be.
And, like, I've done it on my own, like, you know, and that's the thing sometimes I think when we go abroad for these surgeries, and that, like, it's a very scary thing to do, and we don't have the support here. And you can understand, because you don't know where we're going, you know, the doctors don't. But I think there should definitely be some bit of a support system, you know. Like, my GPs are 100% against me going. But, like, I've done this for me.
For anybody, Leah, who might be listening and struggling with their own weight and struggling with a problem like you had, what would you say to them?
Well, like, definitely reach out to someone. I have an Instagram page, Bypass by Leah, if anyone ever did want to have a chat. I do have a lot of people approaching me, you know. Just, like, what was your final, you know, why did you go for it and all that? But, like, go to your doctor. Like, you know, there is, I know the wait is there long, but, like, I suppose you can get it done on VHI and your private health insurance as well in some cases, which isn't easy. But, you know, some people don't even know this. Like, there is, you can change. As hard as you think it is, you know, you can change. And, like, I had post-traumatic stress. So if anyone was suffering, you know, with that, like, your doctors are there for, and there is help. Some people don't, you know, they don't feel comfortable, but you should never suffer alone, you know. And there's help there for everyone. But I think sometimes you just need to find that person that will help you or get the help, if that makes sense.
Well, you did that, and you had to go a long distance for it, but it was worth it all in the end. Leah, good luck, and thanks for talking to me.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
That's Leah Punch from Mayfield. Extraordinary story of how she's turned her life around, and we wish her well.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.